You're listening to SBS News.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has met with world leaders and the heads of the World Health Organization and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to mark the progress made on fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Guterres said the COVID-19 pandemic has become a test of solidarity as coronavirus infections have almost reached 34 million since the beginning of the pandemic, with more than 1 million deaths recorded.
The COVID-19 pandemic is the greatest test of global solidarity in generations. Joining forces to defeat it should be a no-brainer. After all, COVID-19 anywhere is a threat to people and economies everywhere. And that threat is growing at lightning speed. It is in every country's national and economic self-interest to work together to massively expand access to tests and treatments and to support a vaccine as a global public good, a people's vaccine, available and affordable for everyone, everywhere.
One mechanism to combat the virus and develop and distribute a successful vaccine is the Access to COVID-19 Tools Accelerator, also known as the ACT Accelerator. The ACT Accelerator is a global collaboration organised by the World Health Organization, the European Commission and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to speed up development and distribution of virus tests and vaccines. Mr. Guterres stressed countries should focus on a global response rather than one based on individual countries.
A national vaccine effort in a handful of countries will not unlock the doors to the global economy and restore livelihoods.
Speaking from Geneva, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the head of the World Health Organization, said an agreement was reached with pharmaceutical companies earlier this week to make 120 million new rapid tests available to low- and middle-income countries.
The Access to COVID-19 Tools Accelerator harnesses the power of science and partnerships to develop solutions and deliver them in a spirit of solidarity. Already, the ACT Accelerator has delivered impressive results. Earlier this week, we reached agreement to make 120 million new rapid tests available to low- and middle-income countries.
Bill Gates, the co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, said that unless things changed, only 14% of the world would be able to receive the vaccine.
The world's low- and lower-middle-income countries are home to nearly half of the global population. Because they don't have the purchasing power of the wealthy countries, they risk not getting nearly enough doses. Unless we do better, they'll only be able to cover 14% of their people with a COVID-19 vaccine.
Mr. Gates said that an agreement was signed by 16 pharmaceutical companies to commit to scaling up manufacturing at an unprecedented speed to ensure approved vaccines are broadly distributed as early as possible.
It's been amazing to see these private companies agreeing to expand drug-making capacity by using each other's factories. We have a number of agreements like this, but we need even more, especially for the vaccine. That's why I'm thrilled today to announce a new joint agreement signed this morning by 16 pharmaceutical companies and the Gates Foundation. In this agreement, the companies commit to, among other things, scaling up manufacturing at an unprecedented speed and making sure that approved vaccines reach broad distribution as early as possible.
For most people, the virus causes mild or moderate symptoms, but it can cause severe symptoms and be fatal for others, especially older adults and people with existing health problems. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he does not want to go back to a national lockdown, but the only way to avoid this is for people to follow the guidance and depress the virus. Speaking at a press conference with the UK government's chief scientific advisor, Sir Patrick Vallance, and England's chief medical officer, Chris Whitty, Mr. Johnson was keen to express the need to keep the economy moving while managing infection rates.
But what we're not doing at the moment is going back to the situation we were in March, and I really don't want to do this. I don't want to go back to a national lockdown where the overall guidance is stay at home. That is not what we're saying. We want to keep the economy moving. We want to keep young people, pupils in education. But the only way we can do that is if we all follow the guidance and depress the virus, get the virus down by following that guidance and keep things moving as much as we possibly can.
Sir Patrick says the increase in cases meant the country was headed in the wrong direction, and he urged the public to continue social distancing.
We're seeing quite fast growth in some areas of the country. It's not uniform right the way across the country, but there's clearly fast growth in some areas, and those numbers are going up. And unfortunately, as we've seen, not only are cases going up, but we're already seeing an increase in deaths. So things are definitely headed in the wrong direction.
The government says that a further 71 people had died within 28 days of testing positive for COVID-19. That brings the UK death toll to 42,143, the highest in Europe. The number of new cases announced on Wednesday was more than 7,100. Disagreements between Madrid's regional authorities and the Spanish government have continued over whether and how to extend a partial lockdown that applies to some of the poorer districts of the capital city to more areas. Spanish and regional authorities also discussed whether to impose new restrictions in places where there have been at least 500 cases per 100,000 people in the last 14 days and where ICU occupancy is more than 35%, among other criteria. In sport, the Tennessee Titans American football game against the Pittsburgh Steelers that was set to be played on Sunday in Nashville has been rescheduled after several Titans players and staff tested positive for the coronavirus. The National Football League says more time is needed for further daily COVID-19 testing to ensure the health and safety of players. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.